I'm calling in about all the cities that's canceling the fireworks because of the heat.
They don't want to burn the city down, man. They don't want to blow up the fields.
I think it's going to cause more problems because people are going to go to alternatives, which is shoot off their own fireworks. And you're going to have a lot of 911 calls than you are by having the cities do it. Don't you agree?
That's possible, although a couple of my firework connections say that they are way off as far as selling stuff. And in my neighborhood, where I got a lot of kids, teenagers, the blowing up has been a lot less than previous. And I think having 4th of July in the middle of the week is kind of putting a wet blanket on the whole thing.
I don't know. We bought fireworks at the end of the year on a really good price last year, so we got plenty.
So you're a smart one.
But we're not shooting them off.
Well, heck, give them to me. I will.
I'm just curious.
You got everything a dime on a dollar. You saved a bunch of money.
I'm just curious how many listeners would be willing to call in and say, yeah, I'm going to shoot them off because this is something I have plans with my kids, and now I can't go view them. You know, because a lot of people are just now finding out that they're not going to have them.
Also, I would like to fill up my list on who's having them and who's not. I had some people calling yesterday. I think I just heard Muskuta is not going to be having. They just canceled their fireworks display. So if there's any other city officials that want to call up and let me know, please do.
Okay.
You guys agree or disagree? Think we're going to have more local, smaller issues with 911 at houses?
Yeah. I think so. And actually, we had somebody who had written in, Deanna, and she believes, she says, how are you going to say no to these kids, especially the big kids? They're going to say, hey, I want fireworks no matter what.
All right, here it is. How are you going to say no?
No!
That's how you say it. I think we have a couple of things to work here. We got a Wednesday, which is, you know, if you got one or two days off, it's just bad to have a holiday in the middle. Yeah. And I think we got a bad economy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of parents see these dry conditions, and dad and mom don't want their house burned down.
No.
So they're going to say,
no!
Once again. And there's always that one neighbor, though. And that's me.
I know.
Who's going to get a lot of it? Uh-huh. Who's going to say, all right, everybody bring your hoses, bring blankets, because if I start a fire, and I almost took out a couple of neighbors 2 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, my little artillery shell thing went sideways.
I remember that.
I cleared out 50 people. Were you there at that one, Matt?
No, but the story was good enough for me.
That's okay. Just roll her around. She'll go out. So I think there's still going to be plenty of fireworks, but I don't know. I think it might be a tough year for all the fireworks stands. Seeing a lot fewer of them, a few buddies from last year, I don't hear them or see their billboards.
Right.
So that part of the economy is definitely rough. We hope and pray that everybody keeps it safe. Keep all your fingers.
Yes.
And, don't catch your hair on fire.
Yeah.
And don't be like Meg. Don't make homemade ones.
Yeah, that's bad.
I have a hard time getting him to work.
Ever since he was a kid, homemade fireworks, Mac does. 610, what's up, Bubba?
Well, we've got Captain Mac Douglas with the Weekends Only Furniture Traffic Watch on WIL.
I remember that one you made 6 years ago called the Q Cubby, where you put a bunch of M80s in a Cubs hat.
Oh, that was awesome.
That thing almost took down the neighborhood.
Cornbread Show, 92.3 WIL.
Moms, you're...
Good morning. A slight chance of showers this morning. A high near 101. Triple digits continue throughout 4th of July. A few clouds now. 77 in St. Louis.
You know, songs don't always hit the mark, as we hear, even in country music, where you listen and go, what happened there? And here's a guy who tried to put his love of country and 4th of July, which is tomorrow, together with his love of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So making a love song about the 4th of July, that's a tight little business there.
Yeah. It's pretty complicated.
It's not a lot of room for error.
Right.
If you're going to somehow tie those together, you better do good. And I'm not sure. You guys can tell me. I'll let you be the judge. Okay. Did he do it? It's called You Are Hotter Than the 4th of July.
Ah.
4th of July, yeah. Gonna show you how we.
It's a great day in the USA. I'm going to show you how we can play.
Nice.
So, somehow successfully tying 4th of July barbecues together with the one he loves.
The hotness of his woman.
Yes.
I think, well done, dude.
A lot of little patriotic themes woven in there.
Mm-hmm.
And many I had to cut out because they weren't okay for the radio.
Cornbread Show, 92.3 WIL.